It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
And you'd be the one with the black pearl.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The very unusual black pearl.
This is Marconi Award-winning...
I don't know what to do. I don't.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
On the little ticket.
It is 7:54 on a Friday morning. It is time for the emergency break of the week. Even though the Musers are out enjoying their summer dry dock, you have myself, Sean Bass, along with Mike Soroy and Peter Welpton. We're the Shawn Michaels Show, filling in one final day here. But we will still do the e-break because we had three candidates show up this week, and we will be taking your irresponsible or maybe responsible voting as soon as we hear all three at 888-787-1310. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get back on the sports page as the NFL continues to press on. But first, let's get to the contenders. And first, from noon to three, Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp have been in the Dragon Den for quite a while now, pretty much throughout this whole pandy, Mike.
Yep.
And Dan's got an incredible setup. It's above his garage. I mean, I've seen some photos. It's just incredible. It sounds great. But, you know, when you're basically working from home, maybe you can get a little bit too casual with your surroundings. And I feel like that happened here with Dan.
She had a black dude who was a part of her show. They switched roles one day where she had to go through life as a black man and he had to go through life as a Jewish girl. And comedy ensued. But also, you know, they were to see each other's side a different way. And, you know, when it got uncovered, just a screenshot of it was, oh, shit, Sarah Silverman did blackface. You're fired.
Caught it in time.
Oh, God.
Everybody settle down. You're going to be able to say the S word on terrestrial radio within 5 years. Well, somebody's got to be first. I don't need everybody crying about it.
I'm here.
So.
Good so at the end, too.
I love defensive Dan.
Wow. He almost. And he got so. To the point where he just played it off like it was no big deal.
Never caught himself. Kept going.
Didn't
and then
care.
Got mad at the people who said you can't do that.
Right.
And I think I support him entirely right there. Everyone just chill. 5 years. Someone has to be first.
I'm a pioneer of cussing on terrestrial radio.
We've all done it, though.
Yeah.
The casual S-bomb. Is that the most casual cuss word to mix into a conversation?
For sure.
I think
that may be the most casual usage of a cuss word on the ticket in a long time. I don't know if the last time I've heard somebody just completely mindlessly drop an F or an S like that.
I think Craig dropped an S-bomb a few years ago, which was shocking because, you know, he's our captain in the morning. I
mean, El Perfecto.
Yeah, he's
I threw out a bad
broadcaster.
Casual effing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you're referencing the Pope, I believe.
It was the Pope-mobile.
You want an effing Pope-mobile.
People expect this out of you.
We're talking about the most hipster vehicle available. We're like, a hearse is pretty hipster. But there's nothing more hip than an effing Pope-mobile.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very unprofessional.
Can we hear it one more time?
She had a black dude who was a part of her show. They switched roles one day where she had to go through life as a black man and he had to go through life as a Jewish girl. And comedy ensued. But also, you know, they were to see each other's side a different way. And, you know, when it got uncovered, just a screenshot of it was, oh, shit, Sarah Silverman did blackface. You're fired.
Caught it in time.
Oh, God.
Now that I've listened to it.
Everybody settle down. You're going to be able to say the S word on terrestrial radio within 5 years. Well, somebody's got to be first. I don't need everybody crying about it.
I'm here.
So.
I love the comma, the triple space.
Now, if you listen to it, you go back and listen. He's such a professional. He drops it. He does catch himself. I didn't notice this the first time. He says the word, and then he goes, and then he just keeps going like
he
nothing
thought,
happened. He finished
know?
So kudos to Dan for
Bravo
having that
Dan.
Level of Execution.
So the Dragon Den brought us entry number one. Corby also broadcasting from home yesterday. This happened somewhat late in the show when they had Texas Rangers television play-by-play voice Dave Raymond on the phone to talk about the what we hope is an upcoming MLB season. And a little Corby home chaos ensued.
Every time you turn around, there's going to be another dude throwing 98 from the side or over the top or who knows what. And it's just, it could change mid at bat. I mean, it's just going to be an absolute zoo. I think we'll see a lot of low scoring games. I think managers are going to get crazy. I think we'll see the invention of all sorts of bizarre things in this season. So I think it'll be interesting. Are you guys, did I interrupt the bowling?
No, my dogs just burst in my room and knocked down a lamp.
I kind of wondered what that was.
Okay. Is everybody all right? I mean,
yeah, I'm okay.
So to be clear, Dave, he's not in his bowling alley that he had built at home.
No.
Right.
No.
Wow.
That's the next room.
Yeah.
Dave, so is it crazy? I was trying to figure out what sort of competitive
and again,
let's fade that.
I love how Dave Raymond actually dropped zoo, and it turned out to be an animal-related issue with the dogs.
I love how you just hear the happy dogs in the background jingling in with their collars right before.
You start to hear the chaos like
yes.
A couple seconds early.
And you know Corby's looking and doing that.
Not here.
And then somebody rams a lamp somehow.
I think the breaking news is that we find out that Corby has a lamp room.
A lamp room. Yeah, you thought it was all chandeliers. Why does he have a lamp?
Room full of lamps next to his bowling alley.
Oh, it's funny.
He was broadcasting from the Davidson Lamp Room.
Love lamp.
Isn't it great that this station allows us to highlight these moments instead of like, oh my God, what? You know, like if most stations, I bet that whoever that host is has to talk to his PD. Like, look, we need to have you really isolated. The dogs, I understand it happens. This is unprecedented time, but you can't have the dogs coming in and interrupt. We have Dave Raymond on the phone.
We have a professional broadcaster. You need to be.
But here it's like, yes. Well,
who's that?
And even the interviewee is like, makes the joke. Absolutely love it.
Okay, so we had one bad radio entry before Corby's e-break. Dan dropping a casual S-bomb. Well, it's dry dock week. That's why you're listening to us. And there's certain people that might be doing laundry in Bora Bora at the Ticket Timeshare this week. So you haven't heard David Mino running the board from 12 to 7. But you have heard the overnight board op and our good friend, Cray Trey, a.k.a. Crazy Trey Mitchell.
My man.
And look, I ran the board at the old place. I'll freely admit, Jer, looking at what you have to deal with every day, that's daunting. That one looks tricky. I don't understand how it works. I've looked at it a million times.
I've been told it's a very good board.
Well, we were told a lot of things when we moved into this place, but it's not the easiest apparatus to work with, and I think Cray Trey had an issue with the board and the encode this week.
Trey, are you ready to dial? Trey? Trey is the one who has to dial on the air.
We're off to a wonderful start here. This
Trey has been handed a number.
Broadcast week here.
I don't know if
a ticket.
I have the number. Hold on. I'm being given the number. No. I'm going to put this down.
He will eventually dial the numbers, Jake.
Does he know how the phone works?
I know how the phone works.
Well, we got a case of the Mondays.
So you press the buttons.
I came in here so full of energy.
Hold on.
Just bright-eyed.
Yeah, I'm going to put that down.
No, I want it up.
I have no number.
Blake, give him the number.
Trying to get it. It's not loading.
Oh, no.
The dogs are not
approved. Corby's dog is barreling.
What are you doing, Blake?
The contact is not opening.
What did we talk about this morning? So you decided to wait till we were on the air to open it?
Disgusting.
Just terrible.
Are you two idiots still unable to make an effing phone call?
I'm trying to figure it out.
This is
define.
This is a low point.
And we've got the all right. An update. We have the number, and now we're trying to dial it.
I thought the comedy was going to be not your end. I thought it could be Trey's end that he wasn't used to this.
You gave me too much credit.
Well, go in the studio and dial the number. Now we're not going to get the person
it's
on the
late.
Air, and I need it.
Yeah.
No, it's not too late. Go.
We do have your we do have the special guest online.
You guys just couldn't figure out how to dial on the air.
No, we couldn't.
How long have you worked at this station, Trey?
Oh, man, too long.
Okay, 10 years?
No, not 10 years, but less than that.
Five?
More than that. You're close. You're warm.
Okay. So in that time, you haven't figured out how to dial on the air?
You can't do it from here. I think you can do it from in there. You can't do it from in here.
Yes, you can, because Mino does it.
Well, Mino's better than me, I guess.
Wow.
Okay, in Trey's defense, I've been working here 23 years. Good God, it's been 23 years. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Dialing live on the air is a difficult thing around here. And again, in everyone's defense, I can do it from this in the main room here, this phone.
Isn't the same phone back there?
No, it just somehow is connected differently. I've had to run in from the producer chair in here and reached over Norm's shoulder to dial something.
Guess I can do it from the board in here. I don't know how.
It comes in the prep, though. They knew this was coming. Let's work it out and make sure that it goes off flawlessly.
Now, my question is, did this happen before or after the other confrontation they had with Trey about the drum roll drop?
This is before it. He had a rough week.
It's a rough week, man.
Poor Trey.
Because I didn't hear this. I heard the drum roll drop controversy, and I felt really bad for Trey. Now that I know that this happened before that, I feel like I need to go give Trey a hug.
Yeah.
Trey needs all the hugs.
As wheels off as the first, like, 90 seconds is of just dial tone, the interaction at the last third of that was really bizarre with one-liners that weren't very good. How long you worked here? Oh, man, too long.
Then it's a guessing game.
And then 10 years, not that long. 5 years,
and
longer
I
than that.
Down. There's a whole conversation that happened in the middle of that I cut out where they're talking about Chinese food and sex trafficking. While they're waiting for the phone call.
Wait, why would you cut that out?
Because it was already 2 freaking minutes. You didn't need a 5-minute e-break.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
Well, Classic BMW of Plano brings you this emergency break of the week. Dan's S-Bomb, Corby's Dogs, or Trey, and Chaos on the board with the phones. And speaking of the phones, Jerry, you're going to have to pop these up, I believe.
Woo.
As we talk to the P1s, as you vote for the e-break at 888-787-1310. Hello, good morning, P1. Who are you voting for?
Yes, I'd like to vote for unapologetic Potty Mouth McDowell and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Somewhat responsible, that first vote.
Good quality vote there.
Hello, ticket listener. You're on the air voting for the e-break.
Hey, Mikey.
Yo.
First, let's play some Warzone. And second, better not splice Born Born.
Kirch.
Very honored.
Well, the e-break is now official.
The answer is yes.
Feels ESBB. Good to be a part of that.
Corby's Dogs or Trey Chaos.
Hello, listener. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Jamie Benn.
Oh, hey, Jamie. You getting ready for the season?
Yeah. I'm about to go practice right now.
Cool.
I'm super excited about practicing.
I can tell.
At the moment. But I just wanted to vote today. So quick shout out to FMFC. F the Barachos and give me Cray Tray.
Fighting words.
All right.
So vote for Cray Tray on the board.
Between loud Jamie Benn breaths.
And he called out my soccer team, too.
I love the fake Jamie Benn. Hello, listener. You're on the air voting for the e-break on this Friday morning.
Hey, fellas. It's your woke sister gal pal, Susan Hall.
Hey, Susan. Good to hear from you.
This is awesome.
It smells really bad in here. What are you guys doing on Monday?
I'll be at the ticket timeshare. I'm gone.
Okay.
What are you going to do, Susan?
Tell Gordon to stop eating my pretzels, okay? I got to go. I'll take Corby or something. I'm so cold.
Bye, Thank Garrett. You, Susan. All right, Dan, Corby, and Trey each on the board with a vote. Let's go to the next caller at
888-787-1310. Oh, hi,
users.
All right. Hey, fake tiger.
Wait, you're not a muser.
No, I'm a fake muser.
But I will tell you, you guys have done a really good job this week.
Thanks, Tiger.
Thanks, Tiger.
And I'm going to vote for Cray Tray.
All right, Cray Tray, 2 votes.
What do we go to 5?
We go to 5. Still have a ways to go.
I'd like to responsibly vote for George's rusty antiquated penile implant.
That's not up. That's not.
I know the callers are loving this because they don't ever laugh at all this stuff anymore. The musers.
We're just like
all three of us laugh at every one of them.
Bring the bits. Good morning, P1. You're voting for the e-break.
Phone call.
No, not
I guess
this
we're on the bad list.
Yep.
The naughty list.
888-787-1310. Let's go to our next caller, Jared. Hi, good morning.
Hey, great show, guys. Enjoyed it all week.
Thank you.
Cool, man.
Yeah, can I have Norm's question about the suicide note?
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's a writing candidate there, if there ever was one. It's not a bad writing candidate either. But we're not talking about that. Let's just move on. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Potato chips and corn chips of all kind belong in the garbage, and I'll vote for Dan.
There you go. Right. Two for Dan, two for Trey, chips. One for Corby, one for the write-in candidate.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote.
Please do.
Wait, hang on. Okay, now.
Oh, I'm on?
Here we go, man.
I'd like to vote for Norm.
Well, Norm is not a candidate, but he does have two votes.
Two votes for the write-in candidate.
I'm not supporting this bit. Caller, hello. You're
maybe
live on the ticket.
For a president election, too.
Come on, I'm right here.
Hey, Natalie.
You are.
Heck
Natalie
yeah.
Of the chicks.
Natalie.
Hey, not me, because I want to vote for Friendly Corby and his Friendly Good Puppy Dog. Shishy, and I love you, and have a happy Corona.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you. Have a happy Pandy yourself.
We are deadlocked at two. Dan, Corby, Trey, and Norm even has two.
A lot of candidates.
888-787-1310. Line six. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Cassidy. I wanted to vote for the e-break.
All right, I don't know if this is the actual fake Cassidy, but still, vote.
This is
the
double fake. Dan McDowell, please.
You got it. Okay.
Dan pulling ahead with his S-bomb.
Summer swim camp.
Maybe we can hear from the real fake Cassidy. Who knows? Or maybe even the real Cassidy.
Let's go.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, boys. Good morning. Randy White here. How you hanging?
Hey, Randy.
You have a whole collection.
Delaware's own Randy White.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 17 seasons with the Cowboys, one Super Bowl. That's all I got to say.
The man
still. Yes, sir. I want to vote for them two knuckleheads that don't know how to dial a phone number this morning.
All right. That counts as a Trey vote. Thank you, Manster.
Hi, you're on the air.
Phone call from...
No. Man. Come on.
E-break voter.
Sir.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
What's going on? Hey, I would like to vote for Thomas Brock. Happy birthday, Thomas.
Oh, God.
Thomas Brock. My vote.
Okay, got it.
Got it.
Let's go. Let's zip through these.
Yeah, we need to
Hello,
get
caller.
Going.
Who's
Let's
your
go.
Vote?
Where do you get your suicide notes from?
Okay. Norm does not now have
Norm's
three votes.
Third
That's three votes for Norm.
We are not all fist pumping and cheering right now.
But we're laughing. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Please vote responsibly.
Hello, this is Colin Robinson from UWA.
Hi,
Wait,
Colin.
This is a real energy vampire on our phones. Hey, Colin.
I wondered if you knew that feces and urine can reflect ultraviolet light.
Colin,
also, animals.
Okay, no, we're not doing energy vampire.
Please vote if you're going to vote.
We got Killer working with us. We're good.
Colin was dropped. Have...
All right, next caller, go.
Good morning, Fake
Cassidy. Oh, yeah. Well done, Fake Cassidy. Hey, how's it going?
They had a birthday like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but summertime now, right? No class.
Nobody even called me or anything, but like my sister gave me some cargo shorts.
Who are you voting for?
My dad gave me some jewel pods. And I was hoping you boys could sing me happy birthday.
If you vote,
we'd
if
love
you vote,
to.
We'll
but...
sing you happy birthday.
Okay, I vote for Norm.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
All right, one more. Last caller. you know what to do. Hello, you're live on the ticket. Hello, you're live on the ticket. Go.
Yeah, I wanted to vote for Mike Cirulli to replace Norm from 10 to Noon.
You know what? I'll count that as a Norm vote. How about that? We do have to run, right?
No. Yeah. We need an actual winner from the three. We can't just keep counting the noise.
Would that be the first time a write-in candidate wins the e-break?
We could have had a miraculous finish here.
I don't think we have that at the ready to play. Look, let's just do it right. Dan, Corby, or Trey.
People have spoken.
By the book, Bass is going to make
P1s.
Us.
Good morning to you. I'd like to see if maybe I could get some help getting Dak Prescott on the phone. Maybe Cray Tray can help me out.
Okay.
Vote for Cray. Cray Tray is one away from a win.
Oh, please, God.
888-787-1310. Please vote responsibly and quickly. You're on the air. Hello.
Choose suicide.
Dude, give him the win. Dude, just, we're not even the musers. We don't have to assign an e-break. The write-in winner is Norm.
That could be our mark on this.
That's exactly the right and best thing to do.
Are we going
to
replay this?
No, we don't have enough time.
Can't replay this.
We don't have enough time to replay the winner anyway.
All right,
congratulations.
Fine.
Way to go, Norm.
Number 116.
116.
The world's first ever e-break write-in winner.
Well, that's what you get on a fill-in show, I suppose. All right.